the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mike David, and joining me today, please welcome my guest, Jose Leon. Jose, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks for asking. And why don't you start with first putting out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show.
Wonderful. So you can probably the best way to reach me is through my website. It's Jose Leon. -reiki-rmt.com. So J-O-S-E, Jose Leon, L-E-O-N, -reiki-rmt, as M in mother, .com. And my phone number is 604-839-3500. And you can get a hold of my social media on my website.
Excellent. And Jose, we're definitely glad to have you back with us. We're excited to get more information and insight from you. But for those who are first time tuning into you or may not be as familiar, if you can, just kind of go over what it is you do exactly and just a little bit of background about yourself.
Okay. Well, I've been doing this energy work for about 18 years. And I've also been a massage therapist for that time. So I've been incorporating through my practice energy and as well as intuitive wisdom support for people, kind of like you can call it kind of life coaching or intuitive counseling. So I just find that in my practice, people are needing a little bit of balance in practical tools as well as energetic clearing for their issues, as well as awareness emotionally or intellectually to help them kind of restore their balance or well-being. And that comes from a background of just growing up, kind of wanting to be of service to people and interested in just kind of helping support people find their empowerment in their life again.
Gotcha. Yeah, you seem so passionate about helping people in this sort of way. Was that something you always had or something you found later down the road?
I had that since I was very young, so I was always interested. I think I was raised Catholic originally in elementary school, and from that part and part of my personality, I was very interested in being of service. So, as I mentioned in my last show, I went into kind of careers where it was to help support people, nursing, psychology, got into massage therapy to approach the body from a physical point of view. And then I got into Reiki, this particular energy module in my life, and I find it helped me so much. I just incorporate that. So I teach all levels, and I use that in these sessions to help people find their way back to their health and well-being.
Gotcha. Now, what drew you to want to learn more about Reiki?
For myself, I found my way to Reiki kind of burnout. So I had a little bit of a health crisis when I was going through my career, as most of us do. And what got me to Reiki was I ended up finding Reiki to help heal my own life. So basically to help restore my health and balance as well as not doing well. Total burnout after 5 years as a massage therapist, overworking, and, you know, all my own personal issues. So through that process of how I found Reiki helped and heal my own issues, as well as I found that it worked, and it was very practical and very beneficial, so I incorporated that in my practice to help people as well.
Gotcha. Now, why do you think it is that, you know, energy models like Reiki are becoming more accepted now in today's society?
Well, the great thing about the qualities of human beings, same as nature and the planet, we have this really beautiful power to transcend, to evolve particularly, and to grow, you know. So we evolve, basically. So the energy now, or humanity now, is able to kind of raise their consciousness in the present to be able to understand a different aspect of, you know, of that part of us that can utilize or understand energy as well. So basically, I would say is we evolve. So I think if I think back to my own childhood in the 80s, you know, it's funny, just comparing this, for what we did in the 80s, me as a young person, we hanged out at McDonald's. That was what we did in our time. It was cool back then. And, you know, we had some questionable fashion. We just kind of played our Atari game, and just, it was a whole different focus in the suburbs back then. When I look at the younger generations today, you see young people, all they're doing here, especially here in Vancouver and the west side here, everybody's into wellness, health, you know, eating healthy, exercising. They're all into yoga. Everybody does yoga and Pilates by default over here. It's almost like what you do as a young person. So it, I think we have Google to thank, because that information brings you power, and knowledge helps you transcend past things that restrict your beliefs or your way of living. So with more information, you have more tools, you have the ability to grow. And when you grow collectively as people, as we have been in this planet, and we're able to now look at things a little bit with less bias, less inflammation, and more openness to try things that maybe before we're told wouldn't work, or it's not true, or it's nonsense. So I would say those are kind of some of the reasons why. And the last piece, too, it's energy modules like Reiki. It's in social media, trendy. You know, it's Dr. Oz talks about it, on promotes it on his wellness shows. It's in the hospitals in the U.S., as we mentioned. So it's not no longer something where it's kind of in the closet or creepy or weird. It's, there's actually a lot of information out there, and a lot of even the medical community is starting to kind of support and look at the health and wellness of people as not just a physical component, but the emotional and some, in some ways, the energetic component of the body.
Now, do you feel that the people that are unaware of what Reiki is, or people that are skeptical of Reiki, do you think they just kind of need to be more educated on Reiki?
I think everybody, you know, my compassion for everybody, because a lot of our belief systems about Reiki or energy come from how we're brought up a lot, and how society, at that stage that society has progressed, will accept or not accept. And a lot of the ways we have accepted things to be true or not true in this world is more by science and empirical proof. So I think now, through knowledge, and as we evolve, as we talked about, in consciousness, and have more tools and courses and training, I think people will be a little bit less likely, a little less skeptical maybe, or resistant to something like Reiki or energy, because it's just now becoming, even science is doing more research on it and having better technology to just measure those things as well. And I always tell people, like, even if you just, people who are skeptical, just try it. You know, it's not for me to push any belief, but just try it before you judge something, and then make your own assessment. It may not be for you as well. But I think absolutely awareness, knowledge, and also getting people out of the inflammatory resistance. Sometimes people block a lot of things that they don't understand because they don't also are afraid to change or heal as well. Okay, so I find a lot of people that come to my practice have tried everything under the moon, medically and practically, and they're still not getting better. So I think definitely awareness and education would help, and just trying it and talking to people that have had some results or some help from it.
Gotcha. Yeah, it is really interesting. Now, I do have more questions for you, but we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get more information with Jose Leon. We'll be right back.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm your host, Mike David. Joining me again is Jose Leon, owner of Transcendence Healing. Now, Jose, of course, before the break, we were discussing a little bit more why Reiki is becoming more popular and why people are turning to Reiki. Now, with that being said, people are becoming more interested in getting Reiki treatment, why do you think it is that people are choosing you over some of the energy healers that are out there?
I think people come to where they are meant to be, first of all, a lot of times. A lot of people are drawn to me from referral. I get a lot of referrals. And what I bring to the table, I guess, is 18 years experience, which helps. And also have an energy about me that's very grounding and calming and non-judgmental. And I find that when people are coming with their concerns, the last thing that they need is an energy where there's condescending energy or judgmental energy or even projection energy from the therapist to the client, because that will trigger their energy as well and the resistance, or they'll just won't feel good. So I think that's one aspect of what I bring, but also the way I'm wired, I'm very sensitive to energy, and also I talk intuitively, so information sometimes channels through when I feel the energy of the clients in front of me regarding their concerns about their issues.
And what are some of the feedback that people give you? What is people's experience like working with you, during the Reiki sessions?
It's quite across the board, Mike. But I would have to say it's everything from being very subtle to profound. And by that I mean that when people are coming with their issues, I think emotionally or addictions or, anxiety, fear, sadness, a breakup or loss of or cancer diagnosis. The way the energy works is that your body will process the balancing and the detoxifying, so to speak, from the energy support. So I basically work as a conduit for this really high vibration, holy fire, Reiki energy, which channels through me as a conduit to support the client's own ability to balance and heal its own self. So usually people are having difficulty shifting from their health issues, inflammation, their mind chatter, because a lot of these emotional energies are from their traumas or experiences or stress are repressed in their tissue, in their energy field. So through this process, what will they may feel? Some people, generally 99% of people, leave the space, the session, feeling way more relaxed, calm in their mind. They just sit there and they don't even know what they're worried about when they first came. And even their physical symptoms, some people, they feel lighter, or their pain goes away, or their anxiety's gone. And other people just fall asleep, and other people just feel a little bit more calmer. So that's really quite dependent on the person. But I would say most people just feel quite amazingly relaxed and clear-headed and grounded. And then the issues that cause them to be codependent or be angry or react, because they're calmer and more grounded, they're able to not do those things as easily or cave in to the addictions, for example.
Awesome. Now, do you usually have people wanting to or eager to come back? And do you ever give any of your clients tools that they can use for maybe when they're outside of sessions?
Yeah, it's a good point you bring up, Mike, because what I see in my practice, and I'm sure you see it in we're like this, I'm like this too, we're all human, is that we come with our issues, we have, and we continue to reinforce the things that make us kind of sick or miserable or putting up with things that are inflammatory in our life. And when people are coming, a lot of people don't have any self-awareness about the energy and emotional component. This is where the problem is. We're kind of raised with diet, eat healthy, and we also understand we have to exercise. But now, more in present time, we're learning more about the importance of emotional and energetic component to your health and well-being. So that being said, the tools that I give people is when they come in, we talk about their issues, and we also address to help clients look at how they're perceiving their situations and how they're coping. Those are very important parts that affect how you get through or you procrastinate the same problems you have. So the tools that I give them, basically, I really encourage them strongly, whether they believe in energy and all this stuff or not, please learn like Reiki or another energy module that you connect to. I speak of Reiki because I know it works and it's pretty mainstream, so it's not weird or anything. But it's such a powerful thing because your body has the ability to heal itself, but all that nonsense in your mind of judgments, all those addictions and coping things we do, we actually aren't able to feel or hear or clarity what we need to do or have the courage or grounded energy to make that choice. So the tools I would give them, get an energy module, especially in modern time when we have so much stress in the world, especially electronics, phones, computers, constantly, and the global state, you've seen it. So I would say in terms of tools, I tell them to do things differently that you're doing that are not healthy for you. Just that alone would change the frequency and tell your cell memory in your body that there's another option than just drinking. Instead of drinking, when I feel like I want to drink or I'm scared or I have that anxiety, I'm going to go even do 20 jumping jacks or I'm going to go and dump the alcohol all in the sink. So even just changing your normal pattern reconditions your cell memory to a new frequency, and then next time it becomes easier and easier and easier not to default to the comfort zone of the inflammatory way. So self-awareness, and I just tell them to kind of recreate also flags for themselves, meaning that when you know you're getting, for example, angry and you're doing that thing with your spouse where you're both going to get into it, judge each other, scream at each other, then ahead of time, when you get into, let's say, annoyance, you say at level one, when I'm annoyed, I'm doing this. When I'm at severe level two and I'm starting, you know, starting throwing things or screaming, then I got to do this. So set some steps you can do to help you cope when you are getting into that energy or that place. Because if you wait till you're in it, it's too late. You just get into that energy and go head to toe with the person that you're upset with. So I would say healthy things too. Eating healthy helps your body have more energy to allocate to healing versus, you know, judging yourself and creating more inflammation in your body. So, and then diet and exercise, you know, basically anything you can do to minimize your stress. From minimizing your stress, you can have more clarity and make a better choice about your decisions or hold the stress so you don't get into it as easily. You can walk away. So I would say those are just some practical things they can do.
That's excellent advice there. And do you have any events coming up, any projects you're working on in the near future?
I'm actually, like I said, I'm looking for a bigger space. So I'm actually teaching a Holy Fire Reiki Masterclass in October 4th to 6th. And that is a profound class. There's three different levels for the Reiki. And so I'm teaching more classes, and I'm teaching a level 1 and 2 also in November, first week of November weekend. And just trying to expand a little more and support people with different energy modules.
Awesome. And once more, where can people go to get more information about you and all your services?
You can reach me. Probably the easiest way is just Google Jose Leon Reiki, JoseLeonReiki. My website will show up. It's probably the easiest way than probably people trying to pause and write everything down. And then my phone number is 604-839-3500.
Excellent. Well, Jose, I just want to say thank you so much for, again, taking the time out, educating us, and sharing great value with our audience today. I really do appreciate it.
Thanks so much for your time, and it's been nice chatting with your audience as well. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, you're welcome, and we definitely look forward to speaking with you again soon. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.